Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nazir. Perek Vav begins by focusing on the three things that are usur to a Nazir. We know those things are, Mishnah Aleph spells it out for us, Shlosh Aminim, Asurim Nazir. There are three types of things that are forbidden to a Nazir. Number one, Hatuma. We know that a Nazir is not allowed to become Tamei Meis. Number two, Ve'atiglachas. A Nazir is forbidden to cut his hair. And number three, Ve'ayotze Min HaGefen. Grape product, consumption of grape product. So now we're going to start with the details of the grape product. V'chol hayotze min hagefen mitzdarif imzeh imzeh. All parts of the grape are mitzdarif to the shear. The skins, the seeds, and the flesh. All of those are mitzdarif to get to the shear of Isra to get makos. What is the shear? Einu chayev ad shiochem min ha'anavim kezayis. You have to consume from grape parts a full kezias, an olive-sized piece. Now, what about liquids? With regard to liquids, it's a machlokas. We have a Mishnah Rishona. Mishnah Rishona is an early Tana. So we have a previous version of this Mishnah. So a Tana from like the first generation of Tanaim taught the following. Ad sheyishte revias yayin. The shear of liquids for a nazir is a revias. Revias, a quarter of a log, which is about, there's different opinions, but it's about three and a half ounces. This is the amount of wine that we drink when we make kiddush or we drink at the Seder. That's the shear for a lot of liquids. And according to Mishnah Rishona, that is also the shear for nazir. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, no. First of all, Rabbi Akiva says kezias is the shear for liquids as well as solids, because the shear doesn't change. And how do you compute a kezias of liquid? Well, basically, it's the amount of the volume of wine that would be displaced by an olive, right? If you have a bucket of water, a bucket of wine, or a cup of wine, and you drop an olive in, how much wine is displaced by that olive? That's the volume. That's the amount of wine we're talking about. Rabbi Akiva is also machmir in another way. And he says, Rabbi Akiva omer afilu shara pito bayayin. V'yeshba kedei letzarif kezayis chayav. Rabbi Akiva says that permitted foods can be part of the shiur if they're integrated with the forbidden food. So, the example that he gives is if you take bread and you dip the bread in wine, and now you eat a kezias of that bread. So obviously, in eating a kezias of that bread, you are consuming far less than a kezias volume of wine, because the bread takes up quite a bit of space. Nevertheless, Rabbi Akiva says heter mitzdarif le'isur, the permitted bread is counted in calculating the volume when you're talking about figuring out how much wine is forbidden. And if a person has a kezias of this bread, wine-dunked bread, and he's a nazir, so he's chayev, violating his nazirus by drinking wine.